MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Too many people are having kids. Here's what I think.
I was going to say that's the reason why my parents got divorced.
I think this is, well, they got divorced because also because they hated you and it was your fault, they told me. It's weird that they texted me that touch. I'm sorry, I should have told you earlier.
No, they told me the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Wow, you too?
Me, yeah. From both
of you. Oh, it was a text, that's right.
Oh, were you not in it?
It's weird.
Sorry.
It's very
Dutch.
Weird.
Sorry, Dutch.
No, it's, yeah, it's
sorry, not sorry.
So you know,
my entire family is they like my friends and my girlfriends more than me. So
that's true. And they did,
even
they,
after we break up. Guess who still hangs out with my family, by the way?
I know.
Your nickname was The Reason when they used to talk to us, like, you know? And they'd be like, oh, The Reason.
That was so hurtful on me.
It's like, oh, The Reason. He's, you know, he's the problem, you know? If it wasn't for him. And it's weird because you're an adult and you don't even live with them.
I know. I was going to say. 32 in 2 weeks.
That's how bad you are, Dutch. Just think about that later.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bunghole.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is... 954-573-2780. Sorry, I'm not used to the fact that I'm the guy that fades it out now. Normally,
we switched that up.
Yeah, we switched it up.
I can fade it out to a degree, but you had me so loud that I'm at 1% volume and I was still really loud. So I'm like, can you help?
Yeah, there you go. How's that?
Help.
There you go.
I need help.
So, yeah, welcome to the show. Sorry, my YouTube broadcaster had a meltdown, so I'm trying to get that all working again.
You're doing a fine job doing all of the technical difficulties things.
Anyway, if you want to call the show, it's 954-573-2780 or Hippo Juice Film on Skype. You could always join us at morelikeradio.com/live. Also broadcasting on Facebook. That just reminded me to go live on Facebook, by the way. Joined as always by Marie. Don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
You can also listen to us on TuneIn, and you can ask your Google Home to play us.
That is true. And of course, producer Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
He can't see without his glasses. Put his glasses on. Put on his glasses.
Yeah.
You went sad.
Yeah. That's from our favorite movie of all time.
But we took something that was sad and we used that as like a button when everybody screwed up reading for a while there.
Oh, yeah. I know that we use it in the funny sense, but other people still recall that with like childhood horror. I love it. I think it's hilarious.
Makes you terrified of bees.
Yeah, I was terrified. I'm more terrified of wasps because they don't die when they sting you.
And she's talking about white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. She is absolutely scared of them.
Yep. Won't go near them.
It's just weird with like their funny hats at the Kentucky Derby.
Though they throw a really good Christmas party. I don't get invited to those.
I guess.
It's all Martha Stewart-y where everyone gets classy drunk.
Yeah. I mean, let's be fair. I mean, if it wasn't for white people, there wouldn't be swingers or anything. That's definitely a white person thing, right?
Being a swinger?
Yeah, that's a white person thing, right?
Yeah, but cuckolding is definitely at least the one aspect of it.
No, it's
got to be a big black guy.
Yeah, yeah, but my point is the guy who gets all – look, the black guy's just fucking a chick, so it's not really that big of a kink for him. He's just fucking a chick. So it's really more of a kink for the husband who likes to see it. You know what I mean? At least according to all the videos I've seen on X-Hamster. And
one of the things I've never understood.
And by the way, guys that are listening via the audio thing, the YouTube stream will be up in a second. I'm working on it as we speak. That's right, guys. Multi-fucking-faceted. That's how I am. Anyway, yeah, that's a white guy thing. I mean, I know the it's still the white guy's idea to like, oh, you know, I want to be dominated because, you know, technically black dudes have big penises, right? I mean, well, not technically, but the word I'm looking for is historically. Right?
Historically, the thought is, yeah.
Right, yeah. I'm not trying to be racist. And by the way, notice people don't give a shit about positive racist things. Like, you never see black people going, hey, don't say we have big dicks, all right? It's always, that's cool.
Yeah, how dare you stereotype me and my big dick.
My big black dick.
Are you trying to lead into our first story?
Well, Marie, what is our first story? And I'll tell you.
Well, it's kind of in the middle of what
I'll tell you
sent
if me. I was brilliant or it was just luck. Go ahead.
Well, one of our stories from Gizmodo says there's new research suggesting monogamy killed the penis bone in the humans.
Yeah, but here's the problem, Marie. Now, can you read that title one more time?
Monogamy killed the penis bone in humans.
Okay. Well,
we had a bone there once?
Apparently, yeah, we did.
And now it's just a boner.
Right. So why did monogamy... And what site is this from?
Gizmodo.
Okay. So, yeah. Diet Gawker. So go ahead.
Although we call erections boners, anyone who has basic familiarity with the human anatomy knows our slang for, unlike most mammals, men don't have penises like other animals. For decades, scientists have wondered why no penis or bone. Damn it. This grammar's awful. Why no penis bone? Those are all separate question marks. That was hard to read. A new study published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society might finally answer the mystery of what killed the penis bone.
In the what? Published in the what?
The Proceedings of the Royal Society.
Whoa, I don't want these fucking dukes to be sitting there in their fucking throne rooms telling us about penis bones. I'm a little against that. I don't know how you guys feel, but I don't want these motherfuckers telling us what we can and can't do.
Now we shall discuss the matter of the wanker. Lack of actual bone and or boner in such said things.
Introducing the penis bone.
Oh, fuck. But, you know.
Yeah, so there's a Royal Society that explores penis bones. To explain how I have to lay out...
Oh, there it worked.
There it goes.
I pressed that button like 18 minutes ago. My one computer being very slow.
I got to lay out some facts.
Boner.
There it is.
That's the... Penis bones are diverse in shape and size across many different mammals. The
15-year-old girls gave me boners.
It's actually called a baculum, and the baculum of a walrus.
I don't know. What's the baculum with you?
I didn't know Scott Baculum was still doing work.
He is.
Oh, hey!
They may be rebooting Quantum Leap, Dutch. I don't know.
The baculum of a walrus is 2 feet long. In the bonobo... It's 8 millimeters.
What's a bonobo?
Well, I don't know. What's the bonobo with you?
No, don't take my joke. Don't take my joke. I don't appreciate that.
Look up what a bonobo is as I keep reading. In this new study...
A bonobo, I think, is a monkey, no?
You're a monkey.
I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I like that at all.
In this new study, scientists set out to... Stop insulting me.
You know what? You're a monkey.
You're a monkey.
I don't like this.
You're a bonobo.
No.
Scientists set out to trace the evolutionary history... You're a bonobo. ...of the baculum to account for a vast...
You're a clone!
Forgot about that one.
That was, like, my thing. sorry.
So angry in that clip, too.
Yeah,
you're a clone!
Yeah, I was. Scientists set out to trace the evolutionary history of the baculum, Scott Baculum, to account for the vast differences in penis bone length amongst animals. The study ultimately discovered a clear relationship between the bone's length and a species' promiscuity. The more promiscuous a species, the longer the boner bone.
Oh, then wait a second. I know a lot of people in my family that would still have a penis bone because they're very promiscuous. So I don't really buy that. And I think that how many years have humans been monogamous? Do we know? Like, how many years?
At least 2,000, since the Bible says.
I, Yeah, I think since religion got invented, because that's all religions across everything kind of have a monogamous doctrine, if you will.
Right.
Monogamy.
Monogamy.
I knew it.
You guys are.
I fucking knew it.
All right, so basically.
The actual song, I can't remember because I'm like stuck on monogamy now. There you are, you got it.
Monogamy.
Monogamy. Monogamy.
Man, TV used to be so easy.
It really was.
Like, you could just do this shit, and everyone's like, "Oh, it's hilarious!"
Hey! Swedish Chef.
So, Kit Opie, who is a postdoctoral research fellow at the University College of London,
terrible, terrible radio announcer now,
who led the study, tells The Guardian that penis bone length was longer in males that engaged in prolonged intromission, meaning when species take more than 3 minutes to mate. Males use...
Jesus, man, those guys last forever.
Males use prolonged intromission to keep the female away from his competition while he impregnates her.
All right. I like it so far. I like where they're going with this.
Far from simply being...
I'm on board.
Far from being simply being a nice way to spend an afternoon, prolonging intromission is this... Like this is a way for a male to prevent a female from sneaking off and mating with anyone else before his sperm... had the chance to work their magic.
Okay, I got you.
Oh, I get it. Okay, so they come early, but they keep fucking them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just to make sure that their swimmers get up there. Okay.
What scientists now theorize is that human lost their penis bones when monogamy became prevalent about 1.9 million years ago.
But
they answered your question.
But what do scientists know? That's my argument. Like, what do they know?
Yeah, you're right. What
like every article I see says scientists say, but does anyone ever question these scientists and go, hey.
What do you know?
Well,
generally, they use science to
Nah, I don't believe any of that because I'll be honest with you. I only believe guys that are in white lab coats. And if you're not wearing a white lab coat, you're not a real scientist in my book.
And this article is talking about...
I only believe in TV scientists.
Plus, this article is talking about monogamy, which isn't science. It's religion. Monogamy. They no longer had the pressing need to keep away their competition by fucking for a long time.
Okay, let's stop here for a second. Is monogamy natural?
I don't think that sound is. What's going on?
What was that noise?
What was that? Did we just get incepted?
Oh, I think what happened was Kyle hopped on and he didn't mute his hangout mic, so I'll do it for him. Because, you know, he's not a radio professional.
Not yet.
The way
he's our go-to tech guy.
Yes, he is. And for the go-to tech guy didn't mute his hangout, that's fucking shows you how good our show is.
So basically, men, you were so worried about your sperm being fertilized by our eggs that you grew a bone to keep us locked in. And when you weren't worried about us being whores, you lost the bone.
No, that's not my question. My question is monogamy natural? Is it?
No, because the only other species that people will point to are penguins. Yeah, they're only...
Those guys don't count.
Rogan bit. Penguins only stay together for one season.
Well,
and then it's just 1 year, and then they find a new one. And then 1 year, and then they find a new one.
Well, swans also mate for life.
I don't think that's right.
No, they do, for real.
Yeah, that's true.
100% positive.
Yep.
I don't believe you.
Nope, all right,
well, let's find out.
Let's find out. There's a little thing called Google.
I'm doing it. I'll do it even faster.
You know what? Maybe orcas. Don't killer whales.
Swans form monogamous pair bonds that last for many years. In some cases, these bonds can last for life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Swans made for... Though divorce does sometimes occur.
Yeah, like real people.
But usually
they get
occurs.
Okay.
But usually occurs in black swans.
Mitch says monogamy.
Ooh. Ooh, good job.
Mitch says monogamy is common in birds, and I say monogamy's for the birds. How about that? I've turned it on its head. Social commentary. No, but seriously, like...
Even emus?
Like Dutch. Let's talk man-to-man here real quick. All right, look at me. Look at me when I talk to you. Okay. Even though you're in a happy monogamous relationship, do you not still think about having sex with other women that are hot?
Yes.
Okay. So,
and what about other men?
How about other men? Other men.
Well, what about men who look like women?
That counts. Bailey J counts.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I'm pretty sure that was an old Blur song, Boys Who Look Like Girls Who Look Like Girls Who Look Like Boys, or something along those lines.
I don't know. It sounds British. But, so
you're thinking of Ingrid Michaelson, Boys Chase Girls.
If it wasn't for society being set up the way it is, because we said before, because of religion, would we be monogamous?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Like, I think that's why, like, you know, you look at all the divorce rates and stuff, it's like 50%. Like, it's because I don't think, are we really meant to?
I'm pretty sure that's, like, firmly rooted in religion.
There we go. I got a fact here. It says, it might be a treasured value of many human cultures, but monogamy is rare in the animal kingdom at large. Of roughly 5,000 species of mammals, only 3 to 5% are known to form lifelong pair bonds. The select group includes beavers, otters, wolves, some bats, and foxes, and a few hoofed animals.
Huh.
They don't even mention swans. Maybe I'm just, it just says how many animals. It didn't say, yeah, there you go.
That's why I wonder. I just always wonder if that's something that's like.
I didn't know wolves did that. That's cool.
Do what?
Be monogamous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they learn.
Monogamous. By the way, fans, you're welcome. In your head the rest of the evening.
You're going to be doing this all day.
You're going to be walking
monogamy.
Around.
Monogamy.
I know I am. Monogamy. Do you still have the song pulled up?
No.
Oh, damn it. Just keep it in the back corner in case we
get
back
what?
To that.
I got it. I'll take care of it. Because
I don't know how to search for it.
We narrowed ourselves down to one mate for two reasons. Taxes and STDs.
I would think protection and stability would be bigger reasons, no?
I can protect myself.
I mean, I guess, but even in the Bible, you would read, like, when somebody would die, the brother would then impregnate the woman. Like, I don't know, man. It's all weird.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's a lot of incest in the Bible when you really think about it.
Maybe
there was
just less people. Like, maybe they had to, because there was, like
I think. The right amount of incest, though.
No, but like Dutch, if people were reading blogs that had the amount of incest the Bible had, you would call them crazy nut jobs. But now they're just called conservatives.
But think about it. 2,000 years ago, I bet 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon was like 2 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
But there was no Kevin Bacon.
Two degrees of Methuselah.
Yeah, 2 degrees of Methuselah makes more sense.
Well, you got what I meant.
No, I didn't, because Kevin Bacon was not around, and I will not have you besmirch the name of one of the best dancers/actors/invisible/X-Men bad guys. Not on this show, sweetheart. You know what? You can fucking hit the bricks. You've done a lot of shit, but that's where I end it. You will not bad talk the Bacon.
Did you watch Footloose, or did you get it?
Yeah. Did you watch Footloose, or did you absorb it like I did? Thank you.
I only vaguely remember the plot.
Okay, well,
this is another one of those songs I play at weddings that gets all the pitches to the dance floor for
Marie,
whatever reason.
Thankfully, you don't need to watch the movie. I could easily tell it to you and probably paint a picture just as well as the movie.
Can you please?
Think of a town where dancing is outlawed.
Denver.
It could be Denver. Imagine if Denver dancing was outlawed.
Are they dinosaurs that
There's
are dancing?
No, it's not Denver, the last dinosaur. So far off to a bad start. Okay. Let's start again.
Okay.
Think of a town.
Atlanta.
Okay. Think it in your head. Don't say it out loud.
Atlanta. What's the name of the town in Footloose? Just tell the name of the town.
It's called the town in Footloose.
Atlanta Footloose.
I don't know the name of the town in Footloose. Did they ever say it? Hold on. Now I have to know.
All right, I looked it up. Hold on.
What was the name of the town in Footloose?
Beaumont, Oklahoma.
Imagine you lived in Beaumont, Oklahoma.
No, I don't want to.
Then I can't do this then. I don't know how to do this. Well, you know what? You know what? If that doesn't get you going, that song right there, imagine Kevin Bacon getting his frustration out in a dance rage in a warehouse.
This came out the year I was born.
Actually,
Jesus.
I have a Pavlov's dog reaction.
Oh my
to...
God, let him go. Stop ringing the bell.
Hearing that song makes me want cake because I only ever hear it in weddings or some other form of party.
You know what makes me
It is a wedding staple, 100%.
You know what makes me want cake? Being alive. I always want cake. I don't need a song to want cake. I want cake 24/7. Ever since cutting sugar out of my life, I have cravings for sugar like it's fucking crack. It's just
Do you ever try to do the dumb replacement like sugar-free cake?
Yeah, then I'm like, I feel like an asshole. This is terrible.
Cake time.
So you know how last night on Dutch and Royce? Okay, I'll wait.
What was that, Marie?
You know how last night on Dutch and Royce we were talking about how I don't pay attention to TV shows? When I do pay attention to TV shows with Royce, you know, normally we're just silently watching. We will give commentary when a show presents an item of food in the TV show, and then we'll just chime up and go, oh, man, how good is pizza? You want pizza
right
now?
Yeah, we do that. We're such fat bitches. We're watching TV, and we're like, anything. Like, we will not talk about the show, the plot, or anything, but it's like, man, that pie in Westworld looked really good.
You want pie?
Oh, my God.
Let's go get some pie.
Do you think they enjoy pie? They probably enjoy pie.
You think they enjoy pie?
See? So you see, Dutch, monogamy works for us.
Do, that's funny.
Monogamy.
You think that the guys at Sesame Street knew they had a fucking hit on their hands?
Oh, they
was
knew.
It Sesame Street or was that the Muppets?
Muppets.
Well, it was hold on. I know the story. Yeah. It was originally on Sesame Street. Then they did the skit again for the Muppets.
Ah. Yeah, I'm learning something.
Now who's the guy that punches walls? What?
What?
That's my new tactic. Use completely unrelated things to get out of other things I've done.
Okay.
Hey, what?
Okay, but I got it. Next article.
Now who fucked whose friend?
Next article on the thread line.
I'm stealing that right in front of your face, dude. I'm doing that in my day-to-day life.
You have to use it to get out of...
That's great.
Dumb things that they do. Like
now who has chlamydia? Yeah. Wait, what?
Like, yeah, the next time, like, let's say Kelsey forgets to bring you a fork or something. Be like, oh, yeah, now who has borderline diabetes? Just
now,
like, what?
Now who thinks a six-toe is weird?
Yeah. Now who masturbates to baby horses?
That is so great.
Now who shows up to only Asian people's birthday parties?
I can imagine tall-ass Dutch little Asian people birthday party. He just crashes it because he loves their cake. Going back to cake.
Because if you say that, you put somebody say now, insert whatever weirdness here, and then go back to doing what you're doing as if nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Like, everybody's going to be looking at that person. That's really funny. Right?
Now who had the abortion in the alley?
What was the first one you said? Now who's punching walls?
Now who's punching walls in the house?
That is so great.
So, on the thread of food...
I'm taking that straight in front of you, man. That's awesome.
On the food topic, BuzzFeed came out with a new list.
Now, BuzzFeed, that's a place where you buy food for bees, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's a place where...
Beads. Marie's not on board.
24 of the worst things.
Jack Bauer?
Beads everywhere!
Dung, dung. 24 of the worst things hipsters did to food in 2016.
Oh boy!
Oh yeah.
I'm excited for this.
These are pictures, but we will do our very best to explain them. If you want to play along with us, it's on BuzzFeed. And what's the title one more time, Marie?
24 dung dung.
Dung dung is you don't have to type that.
Of the worst food of the worst things hipsters did to food in 2016.
Okay.
And I posted the link in the chat because I think a lot of these are
link.
Wait,
is
how
the,
many? How many numbers are there again?
24. Dung dung. not the right.
That's
sound
not the 24
effect.
Sound
the,
effect.
It's close. Like it. I know it's close. Like
yeah. No. Okay. It's fine.
Okay. I posted the link in the chat room so you can follow along because most of these pictures are tweets that you can't just right click and embed. Number one, when they mutilated an innocent Caesar salad by wrapping a single piece of
hold
bread.
Hold on.
What?
Can you read the title one more time?
Okay. 24 of the worst things hipsters did to food in 2016.
Okay, now you can go on.
All right, number one again.
That's right, guys. We work for the jokes here.
Number one again, when they mutilated an innocent Caesar salad by wrapping a single piece of bread around a joyless
meal. All right, let me explain this fucking thing. It's just
can we see the picture?
Post it in the chat.
I can't. I explained it, and I posted the link. You motherfuckers don't listen.
Anyway,
everybody's gonna steal their shit.
Thank you, Mitch,
doing the legwork. Yes, when they mutilated an innocent Caesar salad. Okay, so
what I said.
It's just a piece of romaine lettuce through
a piece of romaine lettuce. It looks like a sandwich of romaine lettuce leaves that they put a ring of crouton around.
It looks
outside.
Ridiculous.
Like, are you
supposed to be a fucking Caesar salad?
They get better.
They get better.
Number two.
So essentially the idea being that you just rip it off with your hands and dip it rather than eat it with a fork.
And then I guess you hold the crouton donut in one hand and maybe the the bouquet of romaine
what
lettuce
am I,
in the other
a botanist?
Hand.
Cut the lettuce for me. I'm paying you.
And then you fuck the romaine through the crouton hole.
There's no romaine fucking.
And then you dip it in the side of Caesar dressing, and somehow you get salad. That's not how salad works. Sorry, hipsters. Number two, when they destroyed the sanctity of a good cup of coffee by serving it in a test tube.
It's literally in a test tube.
What
I'm trying to understand is the cup next to it, I think, is a cup of water, which I think means that it was a Cafe Americano and that's espresso in the test tube. Because a Cafe Americano is espresso with water. So I think that's what they were trying to do.
Basically regular coffee.
Yeah. But because they don't have a full holder for test tubes, they just put the test tube inside one of those like single serving of wine cups that they give you. Right. So it's just like sitting in an empty wine glass with a bowl of water and a spoon on a wooden tray. There's too many things. There's way too many things for coffee.
Number three.
Numero tres. They turned a simple cup of tea into a science experiment.
Again, with the wooden tray and the goofy cups. It's literally in a beaker.
Yeah. I don't understand why.
So stupid.
Number four. I don't know what this is.
Okay, a Scotch egg.
What's a Scotch egg?
A Scotch egg. I've never actually had it, but it's essentially...
It's like a regular egg, but it gets drunk and then yells at you?
I'm a chicken who hasn't been born yet.
See?
A Scotch egg. Think of a boiled, a hard-boiled egg, right?
I don't want to think of that. Can I think of something else?
No, you have to think of a hard-boiled egg.
Fine, but I'm going to secretly think of pizza.
Okay, but think of the hard-boiled egg,
sure,
though.
I'm thinking of that pizza.
Egg.
Mm-hmm.
You
pepperoni.
You
pizza.
Wrap that around in sausage, I believe, and then you put a batter around that and you deep fry it. So it's like a turducken, but of egg.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see. And it's served.
Yeah, that's
in a
not bad, and I don't hate this, but I don't like the container.
I don't like that it's served in a trophy.
That's what they were complaining about: is why the fuck did you have to serve a Scotch egg triumphantly in a trophy? Why are you buying trophies that say "World's Best Scotch Egg" on the bottom?
Can you imagine having to go to the trophy store and having them go, I need 15 World's Best Scotch Egg trophies, please?
Can you think about how annoying it is to wash those? Because
the base is wood.
And you probably have to buff the World's Best Scotch Egg plaque at the bottom.
Hipsters are probably the worst people ever.
All right,
them in general.
Number five.
Five. This dessert was served in a mini bathtub instead of a bowl.
What?
So it looks like an ice cream sundae in a bathtub.
Oh.
A small bathtub.
Kind of looks like Tub Girl.
The size of what a hamster would use to bathe themselves.
That's what you're using as a point of reference?
Hamster.
What a hamster would use to bathe themselves.
Yeah, like...
I think that's not a bad point of reference. That's a good banana scale.
Yeah, banana for scale.
Hamster for scale.
Hamster for scale.
Hamster for scale.
Like, well, if I were to bathe my hamster, I would buy that bathtub. Because you don't want to put a hamster in a normal size bathtub.
No,
it'll drown.
No, that's cruel. They have to feel comfy.
Yeah.
And a little also, a little bubble bath.
Yeah. Oh my
little
god.
Bubble bath.
Would you get a little cap, like a little shower cap for my hamster?
I would get like a little floating rubber ducky from the playroom.
And then I would get a little baseboard that hangs on the top of the bath so that he can put his little hamster book and enjoy his bubble bath.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then we kill it.
And then no. Oh. I was gonna say give him a mini burrito, which everybody loves to watch.
Oh, everyone loves to watch that.
If you don't love that, you're an American.
Oh, I remember.
When customers were forced to risk their fingers for a slice of cheese.
Okay, yeah, this is fucking a cheese stick on a mousetrap.
You're a douche. What a... I want to firebomb this restaurant that served this.
Is the mousetrap loaded?
First of all,
loaded?
Again, with the wooden plank thing.
Is the mousetrap loaded, though?
No, it's not loaded, but the fact that it comes on one that is clearly aged and old.
Dutch, I'm one-upping them. I'm going to get a rat trap and make it active at my restaurant.
That is so douchey.
Very,
look at
very.
That. That's just douchebaggery written all over it. Like, it's serving a wooden plank that's been aged, a victory, an old school mousetrap that has clearly been rusted out, and they're serving cheese and grapes.
Yeah. Don't worry.
They brushed off all the dead mouses before they used it to serve the cheese.
I believe it's Mises.
Bison.
Mises?
I hate Mises to pieces, I believe.
Yep.
I feel like they should just randomly swap that out for a real mousetrap. Just like 1 in 30 is a real mousetrap.
And you never know which one.
You just got to take a gamble.
And it goes around the hipster community. They're like, you never know, man.
Today might be your day. Today might be your day. Number 7 is retarded.
This bread was served in a sack, presumably to keep it warm.
Sacks don't keep things warm.
Look
at the holes in that fabric.
To add some extra fun to your meal by
playing. Well, it was that or a mesh tank top that we're going to serve it in.
Yeah, right.
This guy said he was playing the game of how many sack hairs can I pull off my toast?
Oh, God, that's right. The sack hairs are going to be on your bread.
What a cunty establishment that would do that, too.
All right, number 8. When this dessert was essentially served on a mini climbing frame.
Okay, this is almost impossible to describe.
Oh, I know what it, no, I know what it looks like.
Okay.
You know that office... tool that has 5 hanging metal balls that you pick up one ball and then it knocks the ball on the other side.
Yeah.
The clickety clacks.
The clickety clack thing. It's
I
like
don't
that.
Think that's the term.
Except it's hanging fruit and marshmallows.
Whoa. Hanging homosexuals. That's the PC term.
And the marshmallows.
I don't think they like being called that anymore.
Homosexuals?
No.
Why? That's the exact scientific term.
All the gays, wait, what?
Yeah, Kyle's fine when I call him a homo.
What?
He doesn't care. No, why? No, seriously, I didn't know that. I'm even trying to be a dick, but for real? Like, you can't say homo?
Yeah, no, they like being called queens.
Oh, okay.
But not all of them are queens.
Yeah. Nah, you did. No. Because you know what? That undermines Elton John. He earned being called queen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't just get to be a queen.
Right.
You have to work your way up in the gay community. RuPaul, that's a queen.
A bear doesn't want to be called a queen.
Yeah.
They're not the same thing.
You know what I think is hilarious? My sister is like the queen of the gays, and she's a straight girl. Mm-hmm. But she has a ton of gay friends. And whenever I go up to Denver, it's always a blast to hang out. Like, when Kelsey and I go up to, like, hang out with her and all of her gay friends, they all refer to each other in female terms. Like, even the ones who weren't even that gay, like the ones who were, they're clearly gay, but they're not like that flamboyant. They're just like, you know, like, where did John go? Oh, she's in the bathroom. Like, things like that. It's just like, what?
That's pretty funny,
okay,
though.
Okay, whatever.
Anyway, back to the climbing frame. Weird hipster foods is what we're talking about if you just tuned
in.
Yep.
It's okay.
Number 9, a few lucky diners were invited to assemble their own spaghetti bolognese.
Why am I paying if I have to put? Okay, explain.
So, they have 3 separate jars, a jar for the spaghetti noodles,
you didn't
a
say
jar,
right.
A jar.
No, spaghetti. It's
a spaghetti.
Thank you.
A jar for the marinara.
Thank you.
And a jar for the, what I believe is chicken.
That's not how you say it.
Chicken.
Thank you.
It's a deconstructed spaghetti bowl. You take it to spaghetti and you take it to spaghetti sauce and you mix it all together. I'm not going to do it for you.
By the way, that what you're seeing there, 29 euros.
Jesus.
I guess the
idea being that, like, you're making your own food. But
I could make my own food at home.
You know what?
I don't know.
Yeah, but you can't do it by spending 30 euros.
You know
That's
what?
That's a very good point, Kyle.
It's like $1,000.
Good counterpoint, Kyle. Thank
okay.
you.
How much is a can of Chef Boyardee? Because this is
I don't know,
30.
Bitch. I got money.
Why did you yell at me?
It was so aggressive.
I know what's in our bank account.
Sorry, I was working on my Ike Turner impression. Is it good? Is it good?
It was good.
Oh, that took me off guard.
I'm not even going to continue with what I said. I'm just going to move on.
Number 10.
What is happening in that next one?
Oh. Number 10, when they decided the only logical way to serve afternoon tea was on a bookshelf.
What?
I don't even know because
hold on, I'm just still laughing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I caught me off guard.
Did I
Dutch is broken.
Did I insult you? Ow. With the fact that I assumed that you would be
Nicholas in the Facebook chat says Marie's a racist. As an Irish Italian, I'm offended.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'll just
God. It's got to be terrible. That means you're a fat drunk.
So yeah, number 10. They look. It looks like it's an IKEA bookshelf, right? There's three rows.
Hey! It's a Wikia now.
Okay.
That, it's going to get stale within 15 minutes, especially if you're using the white bread sandwiches and like on the bottom right.
Well,
I'm sorry. How is that different from a plate?
Oh, wait. This isn't like a display case. They're serving it this way.
Yes.
Yeah, with this way, you get bonus points if you can leave saliva on the bookshelf.
I like that.
For the next person.
I'm assuming the idea is you're supposed to pull your sandwich off said bookshelf.
Oh, and Nicholas,
that's not what she's doing, man.
She's trying to bite into it through the bookshelf.
She is mouth gaping going in.
Nick corrected me. Angry, vindictive drunk is what he is. Number 11, I love, because Tony Hawk would love this. It's their food is served on a skateboard.
Without the wheels.
Without the wheels.
Just a long skateboard.
Just a skateboard.
So, they just ran out of money for plates.
And they started stealing skateboards.
They're just skateboards. Like,
this'll do. No, what happened?
Hey, we had a plate. Yeah, we're out. Just use a skateboard.
No, what happened was.
Yeah, there's one out back.
What happened was, guys, is that they went to a sushi restaurant and saw sushi being served on a boat. And they're like, but we don't use boats as modes of transportation here in the streets. We use our skateboards. So why don't I just use my skateboard to transport the journey of this mouthfeel of food? I don't know.
How do you clean a skateboard after? But,
yeah, I was going to say, like, how gross is that skateboard?
Dude, pause. Okay, so do you see in that picture where that came from? It's a Twitter handle called @WeWantPlates, and the entire Twitter handle is just all these douchebag.
Grab me more pictures from that.
And it's just of douchebaggy places in their serving containers, not like necessarily just the food part, but
right.
This is good.
You know, at least the one in the back doesn't have grip tape. So it's just kind of like wood.
Yeah.
But the one on the front has grip tape. Like, that's gross.
That is pretty gross.
This has to be either L.A. or San Francisco,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I want to eat my burger and do a wicked ollie afterwards, you know? Like, I want to
parkour!
Number 12.
This looks amazing.
All right, what is this?
Roy's would order
it's
this.
Tempura.
Oh, that is a shoe.
It's a shoe filled with tempura vegetables.
It's like a women's high heel.
It's a woman's
shoe.
It's a real shoe.
It looks made like
those
made
are meant
out of metal.
For either women's feet or men's penises.
Yes,
but it looks like tentacles are in there.
No, it's like fried tempura. I see yam and I see zucchini.
Oh,
in there.
My God. I am all about @WeWantPlates on Twitter. I'm going through it.
And by
now.
The way, half the posts on this BuzzFeed thing is from
WeWantPlates.
Oh,
my God.
Plates.
If you thought a women's high heel was classy to serve your tempura, then go to number 13 where looks like some hush puppies are served in a dirty sneaker.
What?
That's
why?
I think shoes are a recurring theme on We Want Plates.
Yeah. It looks like a dirty, dirty sneaker.
Yeah, their website is great.
Number 14, when fruit crumble was literally crumbled onto a chopping board.
What?
Yeah, there's pieces of cheese and, or maybe chocolate, and raspberries on a plank of wood with a mason jar next to it that looks like it has more dessert inside that I'm not sure what it is.
The things I'm scrolling through this We Want Plates, and it's basically just called Kill All Hipsters.
Do you see the one with the book?
Dude, yeah, there's a empanada and a hollowed out book.
Oh,
they
my
have
God.
A hollowed out book.
Number 15. If I got number 15, I would use the handle and fling it back at my server.
What's 15?
15. No one bothered to transfer.
The mac and cheese is in the measuring cup still.
They use a 250 milliliter stainless steel measuring cup to serve the mac and cheese inside of.
Why
I would
is
just
that
pick it up.
So much more obnoxious than the
I don't
ones.
Know why that bothers
I
me
I would
so
pick it
much.
Up and dump it on my server's head is what
but
I
no,
would do.
You know why? I think the reason that it bugs you so much is they're not even being creative. It feels like they're being lazy.
Yep.
Right. Right. Because the other ones, at least they're trying. They're like, okay, let's do a book. We're going to do shoes. We're going to do – this is just – yeah.
All right.
This is
whoever,
we need to save plates.
Whoever invented 16 needs to kill themselves.
When they put coleslaw in a shopping cart or trolley, as
it
they
looks
say.
Like, again, to use a hamster Some for innie. Scale. To use a hamster yeah. for scale. It's a shopping cart for a hamster. And it's filled with coleslaw. What's 17
looks like
here?
Good coleslaw.
Number 17, which meant it was totally okay to serve this entire meal inside a spade. A shovel.
Oh my God, they have a shovel.
Oh, God.
It's a literal shovel. And I want to know how far out it goes. Is it like a full on where you can't walk past that side of the table because of fucking.
I hope so.
If so, this pisses me off more than anything else.
This one?
Yeah. I don't know why. It just, I'm really upset.
But it looks really good.
This one got you.
That food looks good, though.
For some reason, I'm really upset right now.
Dude, the food has two eggs, poached eggs, which kind of look like an Eggs Benedict, on top of a waffle that looks like it has some sort of meat inside of the waffle. Maybe it's chicken. I don't know. I'd eat it.
A massive salad.
I'd eat it, but not on a side.
I would eat that. That actually looks like a good meal. It's the serving container it's in.
Yep. 18, when this prawn looked just as happy to be in a skip as the recipient probably did. I don't know what a skip tidy is.
It looks like the back of a Tonka truck.
No, what that is, okay, so basically in like a lot of warehouses or whatever, there's this standard type of either blue or yellow containers that you get where you put bolts and nuts and things inside of.
Oh, and that's
it's
called
a
skip?
Sorter. Yeah.
Got it.
And they essentially use like this industrial part sorter.
19.
It's like a big plastic thing.
This chicken looked delectable in its picnic hamper, complete with chutney in a spade.
Oh, that's annoying too. By the way, that looks that. Okay, spades roll all over the place. It's a rounded little hand shovel that you'd use in your garden.
And
I feel like that would roll right off.
And I don't want greasy fried chicken served in a wicker basket.
Yeah, that either.
No, thank
what
you.
What pretentious fuckheads.
No, thank you. It's going to get grease in there and it's going to transfer to the next person. No.
I don't get it. Like, is this just, do they do it for another reason to charge you extra money because of the experience, I guess?
Oh, this isn't even served in a food dish. This is just a bag of popcorn for number 20. But it's not sweetened or salty. It's actually just salted with kale and quinoa.
Ew.
Do you want kale and quinoa popcorn?
No, I would rather kill myself.
Kyle, you don't. You don't
this is
want
bothering Kyle.
You don't want kale. And
how
quinoa
have
popcorn?
You have you ever eaten kale, Kyle?
Yeah,
it tastes like eating garbage.
It's
like someone
terrible.
You
know,
it's seaweed. It's land
no,
seaweed.
It's like
the
eating,
whole point of kale is that it's supposed to be healthy.
Is
and
it
quinoa?
Is it? Because,
I think so. I think that's the whole point.
But
and
it's
yet
not,
you're
though.
Eating it in a packaged, processed popcorn.
Yeah, but here's the thing with kale. Here's what bothers me about kale. Is how horrendous it tastes. It is the worst tasting thing that's ever invented. It tastes like newspaper, but not like a good newspaper like the USA Today. But you know those free newspapers?
Like a newspaper from 27 years ago that's
right.
been sitting in your grandparents' closet.
Exactly, yeah, with cutouts of when times were better and only straight people married. What's the next one?
21.
What? I'm oh, not, it looks like Neo just got.
I'm not saying
it.
That his grandparents are
21. Yeah, Kyle's right. It looks like the spoon that Neo bent, with a single
with
egg, a single mushroom, and what looks to be some tomato underneath the egg, at the tip of the spoon. So you just take it all in one bite, I guess.
Yeah, that is a one piece of a diced tomato.
Yep.
Okay, so like, do you get like maybe 10 of those and that's your meal? Like,
no, how it's probably like an aperitif.
A what? What did you call me?
An aperitif.
I don't know what that is, but you fucking take it back right now.
Okay, you're only a single teef.
Okay, thank you. What's 22?
22 is, and this corn on the cob was undeservedly pierced with a screw.
The corn on the cob is in an old mug with a deck screw in it.
Instead of corn on the cob handles?
How come little corn on the cob holders always look like little corn on the cobs? It seems kind of redundant.
It does.
The person who posted said that time everything came enamelware and the corn on the cob was impaled by a rusty nail.
What's the next one?
23. When the scone was placed in a plant pot on top of a plate instead of just on the plate.
Who eats scones?
There was nothing underneath the tomato pot, was there?
What?
Nope. No, that pot that the scone was on top of, there was nothing underneath it.
No, I bet you.
Why would they just put it on the plate?
I bet you they baked the scone inside the terracotta pot. Like, they probably put the dough inside the oven, or inside the pot, and then put the pot in the oven, and so they served it fresh, like it bloomed, like it's a plant, but it's not.
Right.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. Number 24 pisses me off the most now that
I'm looking at it. That
bothers
me.
Yeah, I changed my mind.
That's tacky. That's tacky.
It's also... There's no way that can be real.
They're
serving
a sandwich in a dustbin.
Also, why are you only serving me 4 potato chips?
Yeah, what the fuck's that about, underserving me that?
Excuse me, there are 5.
One looks like it's kind of connected.
Yeah, but one is artisanal and it's decorative. It's made out of...
they're organic and is slightly kale flavored.
Oh, I fucking hate kale.
So that's what 2016 did to food. And I see Maul has been posting a lot of other examples in the chat room. Thank you.
I'm not going to lie to you.
That, like, dustpan doesn't even look new, though. Like, it looks dirty. Like, it's been around someone's apartment for a few months.
Yeah, it's authentic.
That's gross.
Some of the other examples Maul posted in the chat are ridiculous.
A beer in a weather boot. Like, in a rain boot. Why would they do that?
I don't even understand.
Somebody served a pita on a saw. Somebody, what, why?
The last one she posted was a tipped over glass of what looks to be an example of a Bloody Mary on a wooden chopping block that looks like it's been used, because I see knife marks on the wooden chopping block, so it's not even like they only use it for this purpose.
Nicholas in the Facebook chat says, we can blame ballparks for serving ice cream and miniature baseball helmets for that trend. That's not true. That was accepted. We as a society accepted you are allowed to serve ice cream and baseball helmets.
Right, because
that's
you
fine.
Take the baseball hat home and you put it you up and you're like, souvenir. Hey, that's when I went and saw the Phillies or whatever.
I'm not going to bring a fucking dustpan home. I mean, I you know what? If I pay for it, I'm bringing it home with the brush and using it.
Are you going to use it as a souvenir or are you going to use it as a
utilitarian
tool? No, I'm
going to use it as a fucking dustpan.
Oh, okay.
It's a fucking dustpan.
Wait, are you going to serve me food in the dustpan, or are you going to use it to
No, I'm going to serve your food in a used rollerblade.
No.
Yeah, that's how we're eating from this. From now on, no plates in this house. Throwing them out. Tomorrow we're using old shoes, light bulbs.
But I like my plates.
I don't fucking care.
Can we at least buy
new? No, we're eating out of old hats. That's final.
Can they at least be plastic hats?
No, get regular. No, I want regular cloth hats. I wanted to see through. I want, and by the way, tomorrow, chili night.
Can we at least not have soup?
Nope, chili night tomorrow in old hats.
Damn it.
In the Lopez residence.
I didn't know this thing was a trend. Maul keeps posting more pictures of like just ridiculous
serving bread and Legos on a Lego bowl.
Just these different containers that people put food in. I didn't know that was a thing.
Wow. Well, in 2016, it is, my friend, because we ran out of other inventive ways like serving food on plates.
Have you guys ever been to a place like that?
No!
Okay, so maybe it's not a Florida thing. It's definitely not a Colorado thing. I know for a fact it's not a Philly thing.
That's probably New York, LA thing.
Yeah.
You think it's New York,
LA? New York and LA.
No. I'm thinking Pacific Northwest. I'm thinking more Portland, Seattle.
Portland, Seattle?
Yeah, I think so.
Portland, Seattle, and I think San Francisco is probably the biggest offender as far as that goes.
Maul posted
it would
picture.
Not surprise me to see one of these places near me, though.
God damn
no.
it.
Yeah,
no. especially in Athens. Where
yeah,
I grew up.
Your area is Atlanta in general is turning pretty hipstery.
Yeah, like a good section of the city is pretty hipstery.
Ooh, they're starting to do some gentrification up there.
Oh, there's the shovel again.
There's the shovel
again. What is it with shovels?
God. Why?
It seems like it would take up the whole plate, the whole table.
And everything just mushes together, which I'm not opposed to if it's a meal like that. That's definitely a breakfast meal. I have no problem with mixing things together. But what if you went there for, like, lunch?
Or what if Kevin McAllister's neighbor needed to use the shovel to save him? And it's being serving hash browns. Then you're fucked.
Okay, this one is obviously from Margaritaville because you can see the logo at the base of the wooden plank that they serve their burger on.
They serve their burger on a wooden guitar.
It's a wooden guitar.
That looks like they just ran out of dishes, so they just started.
No, I've actually been to those places where everything's in cups. Like, that's the only dish they have is cups.
But that's
like larger or smaller. I've got there's another one.
Another shovel.
Except
this one doesn't have,
the
handle though, and it has a plate on there, I think.
What
that's
kind
not
of,
as bad.
Kind of fucking.
Oh, but do they have a measuring cup there too though?
Yeah, measuring cup.
They do.
Like two in one.
What
double
is
douchebaggery.
Oh my God. This guy has a whole chicken in a basket.
A whole rotisserie chicken.
Guys,
with
the
fries.
Entire rotisserie chicken with fries.
Basket.
Ridiculous.
This isn't even making me hungry, it's making me angry.
It's kind of making me think I need more accessories for my
kitchen.
Okay,
babe, don't worry. Tomorrow I'm going to go to Home Depot and buy us some new plates.
Okay, thanks.
Yep, some shovels.
Could you also get her a hammer so that she can eat her soup?
Oh, yep. You need a hammer?
Perfect.
Yeah, I only have one. So
that's
we'll
a problem. You need at least three hammers.
No, we'll need six for a full place setting.
Mm, true, yeah.
We have a table that seats six, so I
need
six.
So this is just barbed wire? Like you're just gonna,
you have to fight your way to get your snail or
they
whatever
just
that is.
Threw food on bar.
All right,
okay.
And this place is serving food inside dog bowls,
It looks like dog food.
It does.
So.
It's really baked beans.
It's really gross.
It's baked beans.
That looks
French
very,
fries
looks
and
British-ish.
Sausage.
It looks really British, is what it looks like.
I'm wondering how much of this is from a different country.
You think
because a lot of these posts we had earlier on the BuzzFeed article were definitely
British.
Well,
somebody Google a country that has overstocked shovels, and we'll find out what country it is. Because apparently, it's a country that has a surplus of shovels coming in.
In Soviet Russia, food served on utensils.
I believe it. I believe it. Because in Russia, they want you to remember that you have to work right after you eat.
You right. eat
I've
food.
Always thought that, you know, when I had an extra shovel, I should just use it for, you know.
Meals.
As a plate. Yeah, for food.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, Kyle? Throw that in your backpack. Take it to work.
Don't even need to waste, you know, plastic and paper plates.
Yeah.
We're going green.
We're going.
Okay, I don't hate the Ferris wheel one, especially if you get okay, hold on.
Yeah, at least
it's
somewhat creative.
Right, because here's the thing.
They're all fry baskets.
Say you get like, you know, five different appetizers. You know, like when you go to Buffalo Wild Wings and they have like the five different things and they bring out a big ass.
I don't go to Buffalo Wild Wings. I told you I got money.
Yeah, the
I got red zone.
The what looks to be five fry baskets shaped as a Ferris wheel is kind of like
Ferris Bueller wheel.
It's kind of like a stood up Lazy Susan. So I'm okay with that.
Especially if you're like with a bunch of people and you're at the same table and you want something, but you don't want to ask someone to pass for it, just spin the wheel real quick and you get whatever it is you want.
You know, hey, I'm really
oh,
sick of that.
Oh, I want a fried mushroom.
I'm really sick of that term Lazy Susan. It was found out many years later that she actually had mesothelioma. So now you feel pretty bad about that name, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. She had to call one of those lawyers in daytime TV.
Oh.
Yep.
Slander?
It's true.
Hmm. Yeah, but I'm not okay with that hat stand.
Yeah, the guy serving bread in a hat.
No. The hat stand that has fruit coming out of it.
No, what bothered me more was the guy serving the bread in a Kangol hat a little bit up.
Oh, that's even stupider.
Why?
I didn't realize that this was a problem.
All right.
I didn't either.
Literally, we have refugees in Syria, and then we also have this problem.
Yes.
You have innocent civilians dying in Syria. And
we have
some
ISIS
jackass
just raping and destroying
and some
cities
jackass
like,
in
as if
Portland.
It was like the fucking Mongol horde.
And some jackass.
And this is a thing.
And some jackass in Portland is putting loaves of bread inside fucking rollerblade helmets. Fuck you. We deserve this country to fall apart. We deserve it. Because assholes like you are out there fucking putting snails inside barbed wire and there's children dying in Syria right now.
In a massive number.
Massive amount.
They're
but
in a
Dutch,
terrible civil war going on for many, many years.
Yeah, but Dutch, do you want the Snickers served inside of a hard-to-get-into hamster ball?
No, I prefer to
in
have
in this country,
my...
we're like, this food is too boring to eat. Let's make it more
interesting. We have so much food. We have so
people are just like, give us food. That's what it is.
That's the reason why they hate us so much. Is
give us
we have
anything.
So, we have so much food, and we've had all the food.
We have
that we
so
have to serve it in different ways.
I'm just so tired of eating food out of plates. I mean, so much food. Let's eat out of shovels.
Don't worry.
Just whatever. We'll just throw it out later. We don't fucking need it. Who cares?
I'm willing to pay $50 for brunch as long as I get to eat my food out of things. That's so unexpected.
Why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
I don't know, Margot.
That's what we are. We don't deserve this country. We don't deserve it. We are fucking spoiled babies eating bread out of hats.
We're eating
bread out of hats.
Don't forget, you could be having fried pickles on a ping pong paddle.
I don't want fried pickles on a ping pong paddle. I want fried pickles on, you know, in a basket, in a barn, like an adult.
But what if it was a wicker basket?
No, because that reminds me of Wicker Man and the bees, and I don't want bees on me.
Beads?
Bees?
Beads.
Look, my point is, we're really, really worried about the wrong things in this country. Like we said earlier, we're drone striking hospitals. Russia's killing civilians in Syria. The world is North Korea. North Korea has 5 websites, and 4 of them are pictures of Kim Jong-il.
We oiled all of North Dakota.
We lubed up North Dakota nice for
Despite
everybody.
Despite all those nice protesters' best efforts.
Yeah, but to be fair, what was North Dakota wearing?
Do you think that all of the people in North Dakota were like, a toe-to-sew.
Oh, you know that once that leak happened, for those who don't know, the people are protesting the pipeline.
Look how hot North Dakota is.
North Dakota's so hot right now.
Oh, you could slip right into North Dakota right now.
She's bending over right now just waiting for me to put my oil
South Dakota's getting a boner up in North Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
It's up there by Moose Lake, you know?
Yep.
I can't believe that this pipeline stuff's been going on and we haven't done any Fargo reference. It really bothers me, you know?
Well, maybe after the
break.
To
be honest, I don't know a ton about it. Can we talk about it after break?
Yeah,
I don't know what this pipeline thing is about.
Well, the truth is
that... I'm an uninformed person.
On the upside, because of Obama, the Army Corps of Engineers is cooperating.
Dutch, the pipeline incident is that North Dakotans are getting served food on a pipe.
Yeah, all their food from now on will not be served on a pipe.
Dutch, you actually put the pipe in your mouth and just accept it.
It's different than that. It's like a potato gun. They shoot it in your face at 100 miles per hour.
Hold on. Let me get the hairspray and the jet thing.
So, click, you know, he said, click, click. So then I said, you know, end of story. All right, let's go to break. Radio!
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it. Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's DealFlix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Bless Sonny Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Like Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith shaken no more. With the help of Chris Wetton and Mark Mixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, it's Saturday. It's noon o'clock. What you want to do? You want to go fucking play outside? But sometime outside is snowing. And sometime you're like, oh, I'm tired. I don't want to play outside. Well, then on days like that, you can listen to Rorschach and Doc. Rorschach and Doc, come on, morelikeradio.com. Every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. It's a good show where Rorschach is a fat man and Doc is a fat man and they are silly together and it's crazy. I don't like them. Okay, bye.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on morelikeradio.com.
Morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
What are horse fights? That I've never heard of that.
What it is you have one beautiful, strong, thoroughbred horse against another horse of equal caliber.
Mm-hmm.
They get up on their haunches,
mm-hmm.
they put on the gloves,
mm-hmm.
and they punch each other till they dead.
Mm-hmm. These are horse fights to the death?
When a horse put all his weight and power behind that punch,
mm-hmm.
one punch gonna take you right to
the
death.
That's gonna snap a neck. Horses, that's... they have elongated necks.
Yeah.
Not everybody knows this.
They have faces that are long, necks. Too.
Long faces.
We've seen horses. Okay. We've seen pictures of them.
You got a head start.
So how many dead horses are on your consciences?
I don't know. We weren't keeping track. We were just having fun.
That's right.
So you have a lot of fun when you do this?
That is the number one rule of horse fighting.
Mm-hmm.
The number one rule, the way we start every fight is we say,
you gotta laugh.
You gotta laugh.
So,
now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome two horses that are gonna punch to the death.
Why are you saying you gotta laugh? What are you laughing at?
When you are surrounded by so many dead horses, you gotta laugh.
You gotta understand, these horses, they're like our own sons.
That's right.
And five of them are guaranteed to die.
Before breakfast.
So, when you're surrounded with that kind of sadness.
That much horse
you gotta
death.
Laugh.
Just because you gotta laugh.
Second hour.
What the fuck?
Second hour. Hey, but you show. Sorry.
Might be my new favorite choice. What the fuck
that
was that from?
Is from Comedy Bang Bang.
Okay.
The Walton twins, I believe. The Calvin twins. They own a horse farm. And
oh, no. I got it. I just didn't know where it was.
When you're surrounded by so many dead horses.
Holy shit, that was ridiculous. I love
you
that.
You gotta lie.
That's not a new rejoinder. It's just an oldie but goodie. But
I haven't ever heard it. I think any time you've played that, I haven't been on the show.
It kills me.
Yeah.
They get up on their haunches and they punch each other to the
death. All right.
Was that McBride?
No. It was the...
Damn, I'm usually pretty good at recognizing voices. I thought McBride was one of them.
Two of the newer dudes on SNL were playing them.
Okay.
I don't know their names at all.
Pull up the picture of them.
I'll post it in the chat.
The stuff I've seen from Comedy Bang Bang, some of it's a little too alternative for me.
I think it's hilarious. Funny. I mean, I'm actually really behind, but... I think it's funny. I think it's cool. And I respect them because they started out as a podcast, man. You got to give it up to them.
No. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think they're funny, but a lot of their stuff, it's like, I don't get it.
That's the Calvin twins.
No. There you go.
Ridiculous.
So stupid.
I love that.
All right, Marie. Next story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm throwing it to you. And when Kyle comes back from, I'm smoking marijuana, which is
that's not true. Bishop claims to make men's penises larger by massaging them with his hands.
We have a lot of. You sure this isn't pastor from Southern Alabama named Royce?
A bishop claims to be able to make men.
I'll have you know,
larger.
I'm from Biloxi, Mississippi, not from Alabama. I already told
so
you.
Sorry.
My church is located behind the Kmart. If you reach the Popeyes, you've gone too far. Now,
I
like where this gentleman is going because I have been doing this thing at my ministry for many, many years, and I'm glad it is spreading.
Now, do you want me to read what he's doing?
That would be wonderful, but do not give me that tone. You remember, you are a woman.
Okay. A bishop claims to be able to make men's penises larger by massaging their groins with his hands. How do you pronounce G-H-A-N-A-I-A-N?
I pronounce it genius. Because
it's Greg.
Ghanaian?
This
Greg.
He's probably from Ghana, French Ghana. Ghanaian preacher Daniel Obinim?
Oh, we're not going to work it here anymore.
Domino says typical Craigslist bishop.
Has been filmed performing a ritual where he moves around a room full of men, grabbing them each by the crotch. In some cases, he will keep hold of their penises and give them a little shake.
That's what I call my purification ceremony. I do something very, very similar, except we do it at a Chuck E. Cheese. I know the manager there. He lets me in at nighttime. And in the ball pit, we do the same thing where we get naked because you got to release yourself from the shame. You release yourself from it. And you grab the men's genitals as hard as you can and shake them. Until the demon juice comes out of the front. Jesus. And that's how you know they're saved.
Touched my penis with his penis.
I did 16 penile exorcisms just yesterday.
16?
That's correct.
Wow.
Graciously, this bishop also offers to massage women's breasts in order to enlarge them, too. Mm.
I love this guy.
In a scene broadcast on his own channel.
Can the Catholics just let them get married? Like, because this shit would not happen if they were allowed to get married, because rabbis get married, and you don't hear about this shit with them.
I will agree. I am happily married to my wife, Gertrude. Been married for 11 years.
Oh, right. Yeah. How's Gertie doing these days?
Well, she's doing good. She doesn't move much. I have to roll her for bed sores. Roll her around. And every Sunday, we do go to church.
Doesn't have any legs.
That's right. She lost it to diabetes. You know those snowballs? You know the snowball pastries? She ate only that for 7 years.
Oh, wow.
It's very, very odd. She had very dry lips. Powdery dry lips. And you know what? Not a fan of coconut myself. But that's neither here nor there. Happily married to Gertrude, and I don't stray. I have never strayed from my wife once.
Well, this bishop says, if you do not like the looks of any part of your body, come to me.
Now, the bishop, that's the one that looks like a horse, right?
Yes.
All right.
In chess.
Okay.
But also,
I don't know why horses are over touching people's genitals.
No, the ones look like horses at night, I think. The bishop's one looks kind of like
like a tower. Bishop looks
like
a tower.
Well, I don't understand. I don't play satanic checkers, which is what I call chess.
Got it.
Too much thinking, especially for a woman.
What do you have Gertrude play?
I'll tell you what Gertrude plays. Gertrude plays quiet when I tell her not to talk.
All right, then.
What I do is I take away her voice box. I forgot to tell you, she has a robotic voice box.
Oh, was she a smoker?
Yeah, well, she wasn't a smoker. I smoked every day. She's the one that got cancer. Very odd. And so she has a robotic voice box, and sometimes when she's being bad, I'll take it away from her and take the batteries out.
So she has no legs and no voice.
But, well, she has the voice of the Lord inside of her. That counts.
Okay. What do you?
What else is going on with this bishop?
He's quoted saying, "What do you want that I can offer? If you want big buttocks, I can offer that to you. If you want big breasts, I can help. If you have a small manhood, I can change them where, change them all when I come to the spiritual realm."
Oh no! So he's doing this whole thing that like I can pray over whatever, and he dupes these dumb people, mm-hmm. and then he just grabs. He's just filling people up.
Bishop Obenham. Wow. Who founded the International God's Way Church in Ashanti region of Ghana, has been criticized.
She was great with Ja Rule. Ashanti and Ja Rule, they were great together.
Not the same person.
Okay.
Has been criticized for his controversial practices before. In August, he was filmed whipping teenagers while accusing them of being sexually promiscuous. He's now facing charges over the incident.
I do that all the time, except I have the teenage boys whip me because it's my fault that they're sinning.
Got it.
But they do it without their shirts.
Whip it good. Well, that's the end of that story, but I have a segue into another related story. This is relevant for Dutch because it's about mm-hmm. Denver. If you bought a dildo in Denver, mm-hmm. the government must legally be told. This is
I feel like that needs some more explanation.
Nope, that's it.
This is also includes smut in South Dakota.
End of story.
Next story.
An anarchist. Florida. You have to be told about an anarchist cookbook in Alabama or Windows 10 in Wyoming.
Now, the anarchist cookbook, I understand, but a dildo?
Online retailers in America will soon be required by law to disclose state governments what purchases their customers, meaning you, have made. That extraordinary situation is the result of a long-running legal case that the U.S. Supreme Court this week refused to hear. This means a decision by the 10th Circuit requiring out-of-state retailers to report to the Colorado state government the details of all purchases, including what that purchase was and who bought it, stands.
That doesn't make any sense. Why would they need to know what everybody bought?
I don't know. So if you bought a dildo in Denver, some bureaucrat is going to be informed about it.
Okay, so it's just about... Wait, nah, I'm still confused now. Is it just about certain types of websites, or is it certain types of purchases?
Or all purchases?
I think it's all purchases, and they're just pointing out...
Oh, that's
dildos.
A misleading title.
And they're pointing out that is very misleading. I think we should move on, because whoever wrote
this... You know what?
What's
her name?
I want to troll them.
What's her name?
What's this person's name?
Karen.
Because I hate the misleading shit more than anything.
This is Karen spelled K I E R E N.
That's all we had, Karen.
Karen McCarthy.
That's how she spells her name. Karen what?
I mean Karen McCarthy, but it might be Kieran McCarthy because with the I E.
No, I wouldn't call her that.
Kieran.
That's not how I pronounce
Kieran.
It.
Kieran.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to her Twitter page, and she's about to get a troll. It's a dude.
Colorado is not the only state pushing for the requirement.
Kieran or Karen is a dude.
Oh, God.
He's a man, baby.
Mm-hmm. Colorado is not the only state pushing for this requirement. Vermont will also make the same requirement after Colorado
starts.
That's
where cheese is from.
I know. Other states, including Alabama, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Wyoming, have approved similar rules. Unsurprisingly, businesses and privacy advocates are up in arms. The executive director of NetChoice, a trade association of e-commerce business that includes eBay, PayPal, Google, and Facebook as members, Steve Del Bianco.
Oh, I remember.
Steve Del Bianco said the decision set the stage for rude privacy shock to American consumers. State governments will receive data about residents' purchases, including personal health products and politically themed books and movies.
Where is all this data going, though? Like, what's it? I don't get it, though. What's it used for? Like, I understand.
He's a writer for the Guardian. He's a writer for the Guardian and the Register.
Yeah, this is the Register
and the whatever.uk. Like, these are the most misleading. I mean, come on. Over the years, we know what these guys are about.
Well, I can move on if you'd like.
Yeah, this is.
Well,
confusing.
I can go to Kieran McCarthy.com. He has one of those. Well, see what this douche is all about.
Let's move on to another story. How about that? Florida State student.
Everyone from Florida is stupid.
Stop. Get off the damn chair! There's going to be a meeting.
This is the game,
you
Dad!
And
put your language in front of the ladies!
Come to the back of the
boat! You're angry.
Put your language in front of the ladies!
What you doing?
Ooh, look at that dick.
I will punch you in the face!
And then
if you don't get off the chair! Now get off the chair!
Put a dick in your mouth and shut up.
A Florida State student hacks Wi-Fi, sends entire campus to meat spin.
Oh, no.
Yay. Dude,
first off,
Kelsey Lemon party tonight for the first time.
Can we give this gentleman a slow clap? Because this gentleman from Florida State deserves.
Good job, sir.
Yeah, actually, I think I have a slow clap. Yes, I do. Here we go.
Remember Meat Spin, guys?
Oh, I remember Meat Spin. Now, everybody knows. Now, who wants to be the one to explain Meat Spin for those who may not know what it is?
It's so hot.
Okay.
Kyle,
you've been to Meat Spin, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I get it.
Meatspin is a website.
Let me make it come now, buddy.
That when you land on it and the page loads and renders, you automatically get served the song You Spin Me Right Round Baby, Right Round, like
while
a record baby,
a
Right Round Baby.
Man.
While a man gets fucked.
In the butt. While his dick spins around.
Right up in the butthole.
Yep. And so he's bouncing to the beat of You Spin Me Right Round Baby, Right mm-hmm. Round. And his wiener is spinning into
wiener.
That was your fault. You're the one who said the word. That is your fault, Reed, not mine.
It's always funny.
Don't get mad at me because you're the one who said it.
I wouldn't be mad.
All right. So let's read this here. A man who hacked the Wi-Fi in Florida State's Panama City campus and allegedly redirected users to a version of the shock site Meatspin, is now facing...
Did they hyperlink to it? Oh, no, they hyperlinked to a different story about it. I was like, no way, they linked to it!
Is now facing a felony charge.
That's a
felony. Benjamin, that's also paddling. Benjamin Blowin, 26, admitted to police that he hacked the school's wireless internet to expose its security flaws. He has been charged with offenses against computer users, a third-degree felony.
Holy crap.
Yeah, they're going to... You know what? Nothing's going to happen. They're going to pick him up.
Nothing's
going to
happen. They're going to let him off light. He'll do some community service.
I thought when the job was to expose security flaws, you get rewarded and hired by the FBI.
Yeah, ask Edward Snowden how that worked out for him. The hacking occurred on March
1st. I saw Catch Me If You Can. And after Leonardo DiCaprio concurred, he got hired on by the government for his awesome work.
Now, I thought Catch Me If You Can was the movie about AIDS where Tom Hanks dies at the end.
No, that's...
Here's a thing.
Big.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's big?
That's Philadelphia.
That's big, right?
No.
That's big,
not,
I'm pretty
no.
sure.
No, that, no.
The hacking occurred on March 1st, and employees of Florida State campus reported how they were being redirected to Meatspin, a site featuring a video clip of two men having sex set to Dead or Alive's You Spin Me Round, like a record, in
Baby.
Parentheses, when accessing the Wi-Fi. Or Wi-Fi if you're Hispanic.
So if you got on open up a browser, the first page that pop up would be that. That's great.
Yes. Police arrested him after a meeting with administrators following the incident, which lasted 30 minutes, he said. He's never denied redirecting users, but he said he didn't choose the site they would be directed to.
Well, who did?
I mean...
Who chose
well,
that?
He did.
He has since been suspended from the university and he has spent at least one night in jail.
I think he should be rewarded for being so smart.
He will. Here's the thing is, like, now that this story has got national publication, like, the you don't think a government agency or at least even, like, a major corporation's like, this kid figured out how to hack in. They're going to give him a job tomorrow.
Guess what? The last sentence. The original Meatspin website recently expired after about 8 years. In its absence, at least one mirror site has been created.
Clicking
it! They did link to that, and it's meatspin.cc, which is a country code top-level domain.
Yeah, Lemon Party came up the other day. I was just saying it earlier, like, and I had a hard time finding.
You have to filter through a lot of gay dick, gay old man.
I had to flip through a lot of gay dick to actually show the unedited, you know, photo to Kelsey because she didn't know what it was.
Well, Marie, can you read this story here for me? The one that relates to our lovely producer, and then Kyle. After that, get ready with your tech talk. So you're coming up to plate, pal.
All right. Straight
so
out.
Open your eyes. You look Chinese.
Straight out of Fox News.
You're a little high.
Well, no, he went skiing and was hitting some trees.
Ah.
Dutch restaurant serves up My Little Pony burger made from real horse meat.
God, that makes me so happy.
What are my people doing? Oh, no.
Yeah, Dutch, hold on. Look at the picture of the burger and say you wouldn't eat it.
It looks good. It looks like a burger.
I've heard people say that horse meat's actually pretty good. I've never had it, but there's restaurants.
I've actually heard that too, but I would feel guilty eating it. I don't know why, because
they're so beautiful.
They're stupider than cows.
They're beautiful. A Dutch restaurant is now serving up some stallion with its scallions.
Boo!
Hey, nice.
The offbeat food truck.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
The offbeat food truck. All right, let me try to pronounce this Dutch word.
Here we go.
Kluken van het ongewenst der.
Why don't you have Dutch?
Would you like me to read the story?
Yes,
or no?
Yes. Thank you. That would be great.
Yeah, put it in the thing.
I'll put it in the MLR chat for you. Here you go.
There you go.
I would eat the shit out of that burger, by the way.
Yeah, it looks good.
Domino says, "Goat see Lemon Party and Meat Spinner, the three titans of the internet." That's a very good point. That's a holy trinity of prankster sites.
I'm not familiar with Goatsy. Would someone please
Goatsy? No, you
me?
Don't want to be.
I don't.
Yeah, she does.
I don't.
Fine, but don't post
she
it
needs,
in the chat.
She needs to see it.
Don't post it in the chat and don't post the picture in the chat because it'll get us banned from YouTube. Please, like, send her the link though.
The offbeat food truck.
No, just explain
van
it
het
to me.
Onwees deer, which
Wait,
translates
no,
to the unwanted
stop,
animal.
Stop, kitchen. Kyle. Please explain what? To me with words what Goatsy is, and then I'll determine if I want to watch it.
Oh.
No.
Marie saw the mason jar in the ass this weekend. Hold on. Can we put My Little Pony on hold for a second? Marie's a fucking crazy nut job.
Why?
So I'll explain why. I'm going to explain why.
Why?
Everyone get comfortable. Everyone sit around the fire here real quick. I want to tell you a little tale.
Okay.
So we were hanging out. We talked Dutcher Royce at our friend Charlie Parker's house. Put your phone down.
Hanging out.
At Charlie Parker's house, and we start talking about fucked up videos. That's what happened, like we're doing now. And someone brought up the dude who stuck the mason jar
in his butthole.
One guy in the jar, and it broke. Good.
So I'm like, I've seen it. I fucking can't see it. And then Marie, I go, Marie, you don't want to see it? I explained to her what it is. She goes, no, I'll see it. So then I go, I'm not going to see it again. So I go and sit outside. I hear Marie inside, and I hear going, oh, okay, whatever. She didn't care. I'm like, you're a fucking weirdo. Like, nothing bothers her.
That didn't affect you at all?
No, it was disturbing, but I was just really confused how I was able to hear audio of the glass being pulled out of his ass, but he wasn't making any sounds. Like, I was like, did they edit the video so that you didn't hear his screaming, or is he really silently pulling glass out of his butt? And that's what made me, like, not wince.
You're more concerned about that part of it.
I was just wondering if what I was watching was real or not. Because,
no, it was real.
Because of the lack of audio.
There was no sound editing because you hear that high-pitched because of he had a shitty camera and he was filming it.
And then directly after that, they actually made me watch Two Girls, One Cup because I've never seen it.
That's not that bad.
Oh, you never saw that? That's old hat.
I never bothered to watch it because I was told what it was and I was like, I don't need to see that. But then they pulled it up and that actually made me gag. And I'll tell you what part made me gag was
Can
not.
I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it her throwing up into the other girl's mouth?
Nope.
No?
Nope. That wasn't it. There was one
That's
part,
the only guess I have. Anybody else
there
have a
was
guess?
One part that made me gag.
It was
and
the
I had
music.
To turn away. I had to turn away for a moment.
It was the music.
Any other guesses? It was at the very beginning when they put the poo-poo in their mouth, and then they were spinning.
And then they eat the poo-poo.
And they were spinning the poop around on their tongue, and they pushed the poop through her teeth.
Oh, that one was bad, too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
and
that
I
was
saw
my
the,
worst, too.
And I saw the poop come through the spaces in her teeth, and that's what, ugh, that was.
That got me, too. That's what, yeah.
And
I have an old reaction video when that was popular, like 9 years ago.
And
you just
someone,
now watched that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Someone told me that it wasn't real poop and that it was ice cream or something like that.
Yep, it was. It was definitely.
All right. So let's move. Let's take two here. Dutch restaurant serves up My Little Pony Burger made from real horse meat.
Yes. The offbeat Kekin van Hat Unwise Dare, which translates to the unwanted animal kitchen, now supplies, quote, the Little Pony Burger year round, according
My
to
Little
Baby
Pony Burger.
Henveld. A chef who runs her own restaurant, Food Gorilla, reports.
They shouldn't let monkeys in the kitchen. There's going to be hair everywhere.
That's not a monkey. It's a gorilla. It's a primate.
Ah, okay.
Difference.
Yeah. Kekin van Hat Unwise Dare, which has been serving burgers periodically for years. The patties itself are made from meat butchered, aging horses that have worked at a local amusement park. Well, I don't want that. I want like a pony. I don't want, like, an old-ass horse that's been... That feels like it would be tough meat, no?
Well, how do you know what you eat now is an old cow or old pig?
Well, that's why people
pay
extra.
This isn't a bad idea, though.
It's
My
Little Pony Burger. It's not a pony. It's an old horse.
This isn't a bad idea, though. It says the idea behind this unusual protein is to ensure that the meat from older horses isn't wasted when the animal's put down. So they're going to put them down anyway, apparently, because they're older. And they figure they might as well use the meat, is what they're doing.
When you call it My Little Pony Burgers, like, that's a little different.
Yeah, no, I don't want horse. I want young.
You want young, virile pony?
You want calf.
Pony.
You want calf burgers.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call it? Because baby cow is veal. What is baby horse meat? Do they have a different name other than pony?
Delicious.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know. I'm sure in some countries there is a word for it.
But here's the thing. America's the only country that doesn't use horse on a regular basis. Like, there's a lot of countries that do it.
Yeah, and China.
So this
eats
isn't
dog.
Anything new.
It's a pretty common meat.
China eats dog.
How fucking dicks are we as a human society that we're like, I'm going to make this horse take me around on his back all piggyback style for the rest of its life? Like... How would you feel if I just jumped on your back and said, take me to the store, and then I kicked you?
Well, the thing is, their brains are the size of walnuts. Only thing they can respond to is, I got to eat, I got to shit, I need water, I need to mate, and I need to understand what this person on my back is saying. Like, they're the dumbest animals ever. So I don't really feel bad for horses. Cows have bigger brains than horses, and they understand pain a little bit more, whereas horses are just like, they're like Dory from Finding Nemo. They have 3-second memories as far as like, oh, I just got hit in my butt. That hurts. I should go faster. That's why you see in like the horse races, they keep hitting them in the butt because they forget that I'm getting hit.
Yeah.
So horses are stupid animals.
All right. So let's move.
Now, would you eat a My Little Manatee burger?
Yes, I'd eat the shit out of that.
Yes,
only
that is good, though.
Only because it would kill another fucking manatee. I fucking hate those motherfucking manatees.
Is there any meat you wouldn't eat, Royce? Like that you just wouldn't try?
I wouldn't eat any brain. People eat brain and stuff. I wouldn't eat brain.
Yeah, that's.
I meant more like a certain type of animal that you just you wouldn't eat anything from that animal.
I mean. It depends. If it tastes good, I'd pretty much eat anything.
What about your breed of dog?
So, like, you would eat Akita?
No, yeah, I wouldn't. Let's restart that. I wouldn't eat any house pets.
Well, how starving are you?
I wouldn't eat any felines or canines. Let's go there. Let's go start with
not
that.
Starving at all. You have tons of food. You're literally just doing this.
Wait, I have. Kyle, are you saying I have so much food that I'm putting it and selling it out of hats?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a lot
of
food.
Maybe a shoe.
A shoe. Perfect. It's a lot of food. No, I
mean, did you say earlier? A rollerblade?
Yeah, used rollerblade.
That made me laugh.
Used rollerblade. But
No,
it
I mean,
it just seems so inconvenient, but that's what they would do.
It keeps
rolling around while you're trying to eat it.
Well, that, not even that. Like, a roller ski would make sense because there's four wheels and you could at least stay put. Like,
yeah,
a rollerblade, not at all.
It doesn't stand up.
Oh,
right.
And you know the worst part is it's filled,
you gotta balance
it's filled with
it's
part
of the challenge.
It's filled with M&Ms.
Right.
Oh, probably
it's a lightly used roller skate.
Very lightly used.
Just a bit of sweat.
That's what the guy on Craigslist said anyway that sold to me. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh.
Meatspin.com?
That was a while ago. Eating animals.
Yeah, but still on the brain.
I wouldn't eat any pets. I would eat deer. I would eat...
Yeah, venison's actually not bad. I've had venison multiple times. It's actually a very good meat.
This last weekend I had gator tail. It was really fresh and good. A fried gator tail.
How's reptile meat? Is gator any good?
Gator tail is if it's fresh, and this place we had it was fresh. If it's fresh, it's delicious. It's kind of sweet.
What's the consistency?
Here's what gator tail tastes like. It's like if it were mixed chicken and pork.
Yes. Thank you. Perfect.
It has the...
It's like a hybrid.
Yeah. It's like it kind of feels like you're eating a chicken nugget, but it's fattier, like there's some pork grizzle in there.
Mm. Yeah. But again, it's if you eat it, you have to eat it at a plate that's fresh. If you eat
fried gator
it doesn't
bites.
Hold.
No.
But where we were there where they get the gator there, so it was like it was really.
And
really
they're just
good.
Like slowly chopping off parts of its tail while trying to keep it alive.
No, it's dead. It's dead for sure.
That's gator tail doesn't regenerate. Yeah. You're thinking of lizards.
And honestly,
you want to talk about fresh? That's really fresh.
You want to talk about gators went from being endangered to now they're a fucking problem here. They're a problem here. They're eating kids in Disney. Like fuck.
Yeah. like hanging out in people's pools.
Like you know how you said you don't feel bad for horses. I don't feel bad for gators.
Nah.
Yeah.
Fucking too many of them, man. They're eating dogs all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my cousins that lives down there constantly posts pictures when he's on golf courses.
Oh, yeah, they're there all the time.
Gators everywhere.
Everywhere.
You know what I heard is awesome to eat as far as meat goes is snake meat.
I've heard that from multiple people saying snake meat is very tender.
I have heard that as well.
Well, yeah. I could imagine if, I mean, gator's good, why wouldn't snake be good,
and
right?
And some people eat eel, which is just the snake of the sea.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. It's a sea snake.
Eel just
I feel like eels. I feel like eel would be slimier just for some reason.
I don't know. If you deep fry it.
Nothing to back it up. Just I feel the same way.
Well, eel would be slimy, but fucking wouldn't calamari be? But they deep fry it, then it's fine.
Well, eel is just like a fish that's just longer and narrower.
Can we get an electric eel so it could cook itself?
Yes.
Perfect.
Ooh.
It's my business plan. Food that cooks itself. What do you think, guys? All right, Kyle, let's move over to Tech Talk. So I know you have some stories. So, of course...
Did anyone make a stinger yet?
Not yet, so I have this.
Take a spin, now you're in with the tech news set. You're going surfing on the internet.
With Kyle.
There it is.
Yeah.
Get the goodness out.
There we go.
You could tell that one sounded like you lifted his leg to get the goodness out.
All right, pretty high, too.
All right, so Kyle, pick your poison.
What's hip and new?
What's hip in the tech world?
Ooh, Amazon, they're all hip, man. Every week it's something with them, right?
Now, do they ever respond to the fact that apparently, according to you guys, Google Home is kicking Alexa's ass right now?
Oh, yeah. Dude, Netflix integration was added today.
For real?
I said yes. Okay, Google, play American Dad on Netflix in the living room. Bam, it was playing. So now it's already been integrated, and your Google Photos, you could put them on your Chromecast screen too.
Oh man,
using Alexa,
that's
using,
super exciting.
Home. Yeah,
super exciting.
And any Wemo plugs just got support too.
Let me tell you how good a Google Home is. This morning, when Royce and I got up and started getting ready for work, I said, "All right, play Smash Mouth All Star," and we got ready to bed.
It was at 7 a.m. And we're getting up and ready, and I'm like, why are you playing this?
It's already allowing me to be a dick at 7:30 in the morning.
She's being a dick at 7:30 in the morning.
he's brushing his teeth.
I'm brushing my teeth so I can't stop it, because my mouth, you know, obviously I'm brushing my teeth.
Yeah.
Right.
So like,
he's like, why did you do that?
And I'm like, oh my God, why?
Because
it could be one of the worst.
Because this
ever.
Is because this is the best way right, to get ready for the morning.
No.
Oh, how long is the intro? Come on, you don't want to wake up and stretch and get out of bed and look.
I don't
at-
want to hear right now, and I'm in a good mood on the show. Hey, you know, I actually want to hear Kyle talk about.
You know
Amazon.
What the best part is? You know what the best part is? I could do this now. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, right. You can do it now. Nice.
Kyle, go ahead.
I love it.
Wait, okay.
Amazon being cool.
Am I for real?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Oh, yeah, we were just talking about Home and Alexa. Mm-hmm. They're apparently Apple released their AirPods this week, which have support for Siri. And then
AirPods, as we call them, they're AirBuds. They're the they're overpriced wireless headphones.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi headphones.
Yes, overpriced. They are indeed overpriced.
Wait, they weren't out already?
Cool idea, though.
I apologize. They can straight connect to the internet, and then they basically have a Siri function.
No, they still have to connect to your phone as like a access point. Okay. But then from there, they're essentially like their own computer. Like, you can just tap it to access Siri, and then have interact with Siri, have it Siri read your emails, etc. Apparently, there's some headphones out there that are going to support Alexa, some wireless headphones in the same way. That also, they have like some kind of special microphone that picks up your voice really well. Have you guys ever seen that movie Her?
No, I haven't.
Yes, with the one with
like Joaquin Phoenix and like the
and
AI.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Actually, so it's kind of like not. That.
I lied. I thought I did, but I was thinking of the other one. No, I was thinking of the other one with the other robot who that guy fell in love with.
That could be so many movies.
Shit.
I'm not sure.
The most recent one.
Blade Runner?
Anyways, that movie starts off with like people.
Ex Machina. I was thinking of Ex Machina.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Is it the one I just posted in the chat? Joaquin Phoenix, Amy Adams, Scarlett Johansson.
I thought Ex Machina. I did not see that, but I do want to.
Yeah, definitely check it out. Fantastic movie. And it's kind of futuristic. There's like AI and everything that starts to like improve. But it's kind of interesting because even though it is a futuristic movie, we're already starting to see those technologies that are in that movie pop up, such as these wireless. Because in that movie, like everyone that's walking around in the city is kind of just talking, and they're all just like talking to their like AI assistants that are in their ears. And we're like starting to get that with Siri, with the AirPods, and now these new headphones with Alexa. I'm personally just waiting for the ones that'll support Android. That way we can use the Google Assistant,
which will be soon. Mm. I'm loving Home. I'm loving. Are you gonna get one, Kyle? Are you gonna get a Home? You need
one. Absolutely. Yeah. I've just kind of been waiting a little bit for it.
The Netflix capabilities now are amazing because you can just tell it to play whatever any show that's on Netflix. You say it, and it pops right on the TV.
We even figured out a way to get around the censorship issue where Google Home won't swear, but you can ask it to spell out a swear word.
Right, like I could say spell cunt, and it will spell it.
And it goes, to spell beep, C-U-N-T. Yeah. And that's what
we do with AI.
That's what we've been doing.
Oh, I programmed it for when I leave. It says bye, Felicia, so that's nice.
That is so lame, Royce.
That's not lame. That's amazing. What is the...
Can I ask a question about the AirBuds? Because honestly, I just thought that they were headphones. So
they're more than that.
That explains why they're $160 fucking dollars.
Yeah, they're definitely more than just wireless headphones for sure.
So what the fuck else do they do?
Well, they're smart headphones, so they have different sensors in there that can tell like when they're in your ear. So if you ever just take them out, it automatically stops playing your music or whatever audio. you can tap them to access Siri, or I think
I have
also
a question.
What's up?
Does it only work with the newest iPhone 7s, or can I, with the new update with my current iPhone 6, have these things sync with that and have the same thing happen, or no?
I'm not sure. I haven't really read too much about the Apple products.
Well, then what good are you right now, Kyle? God damn it.
Pretty not good. I would just, by common sense logic, I would assume yes, that would work. I'm pretty sure they operate off of Bluetooth 4.0, which what do you have?
iPhone 6 is what he has.
I have an iPhone 6.
iPhone 6, yeah.
6S.
It should support those.
6S T180.
Yes, the Apple Wireless earbuds known as AirPods work with all devices running iOS 10 or later.
Bam. There we go. Thank you. I could have just done that myself, but I wanted Kyle to tell me.
It's more fun when Kyle tells you.
I saw Amazon did its first drone delivery today.
Yes.
Really?
That was cool.
I've been waiting for that.
Who's the first? Who's the lucky recipient of a drone delivery? Did they see the
drone? What did they order? What did they order?
They already made fun of it on commercials.
Yeah.
Like about that having it being the new thing and trashing that whole technology. And now they're actually starting to do it.
I didn't actually hear Kyle's response because you guys kept asking him more questions.
I was just making a point.
So who got what?
From the drone? Someone in England took the first delivery. He received an order of a Amazon Fire device and popcorn.
Ew.
And the drone flight took 13 minutes from the warehouse to his door.
So he got his product in 13 minutes.
Yep.
That's awesome.
So,
from order to him.
Because with the Amazon warehouses now, when you're when you're shopping around and start adding stuff to your cart, they start physically pulling the products before you even check out.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you're like ordering on Prime Now and you start adding stuff to your products, they start pulling your order already. That way when you hit checkout,
I believe everything you're saying, because if you've ever seen like that, it was like a behind the scenes thing. I forget what news channel did it, of how automated Amazon is nowadays with all the warehouses. It's almost scary.
Yeah, it's like empty. Like 13 people could run like a gigantic warehouse.
And there's like 3 billion robots that run around. And so I'm not shocked that is happening.
What if the robots get annoyed that I'm being indecisive with my shopping and I add stuff to my cart and then put it back?
But then they put it back.
I would assume that they probably have like algorithms that can be like, all right, this person's just being indecisive. Let's wait a bit to start pulling it.
No,
but yeah, you know,
I want to create disgruntled robot workers where they're like, fuck this guy.
Just add a ton of stuff and then never check out.
A lot of stuff in my cart, but I don't actually buy it right away. I'll like leave for a day or two.
Different also if you're not using Prime Now.
I don't have Prime Now. Prime Now is not available in my area.
Prime Now is a 2-hour delivery. They use Uber drivers to make the deliveries. So this will be 30-minute deliveries.
And speaking of Uber drivers, was one of your articles about Uber releasing the self-driving cars?
I actually didn't add it onto that, but I did want to talk about that. Yeah, they added their second fleet now of self-driving cars in San Francisco.
And the DMV over in California is pissed.
Oh, yeah. I read that. They're really, really mad.
But the DMV has no problem. Wait, they have a problem with it?
They have a problem with it.
What's legal about having self-driving cars? Like, are you allowed to just do that,
you have to get permits.
Okay.
Right now, that's certain states. Actually, was it Minnesota, I believe, or perhaps Michigan? Or I think actually it may have been Michigan, I'm not sure, just passed a law allowing essentially like widespread testing of self-driving cars in the state.
Wow.
It was a big bill that the governor just signed about self-driving cars. So the second fleet of Uber cars, it's coming. Like you got to remember that they'll roll out the first test, then the second test, then the third and fourth, and then like before you know it, within the next year and a half or so, it'll probably be in most major cities. I'm guaranteeing it.
If anyone gets into a self-driving Uber car, I want to hear about it.
I would love to hear about it.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Please, someone
tell me if you are in Pittsburgh or San Francisco.
Here's the problem, though, is that will kill their entire own model. Where anybody?
Are you
who
kidding
is
me?
There's anyone.
Exactly, and they're saving so much money now because now they don't even have to pay the
that's
drivers.
That's my point.
They keep 100% of the profit.
That's my point. Is that like they are the overlords who are going to take over the entire driving industry? God damn it!
Yep,
this
that's,
is their
and that's
plan
exactly
the entire
why
time.
I've been talking about how capitalism is getting to the point where it can't really work anymore. and why basic income is going to become extremely important. You know, how we talked about the Amazon Go grocery stores that just do away with the need of cashiers or most pretty much sales associates in general.
Yeah, but I've been to Walmart's where I take stuff and I walk out, and that works too, right? Does that work?
Yeah, I mean, if it works. I actually didn't know this until I just looked it up today. But retail sales and cashiers are the number one and number two sources of employment in the U.S.
Oh, no.
And we're probably a couple of years, maybe five tops, from them being completely replaced, on top of all the self-driving cars and what that will displace as well.
Oh, boy.
Like we're looking at not 15 years that we're going to be needing things like basic income. We're looking at like 5 years of basic income being extremely necessary. Otherwise, you're looking at like 10 to 20 million jobs that are going to just go away. And everyone's like, oh yeah, but they'll add more jobs. Like, yes, they will add some jobs temporarily, like engineers.
Now, mind you, hold on. What you're talking about isn't going to happen in the U.S. in that amount of time. It's going to first start happening in countries a little more tech savvy with faster internets than we have, such as China.
I see it happening in the U.S. because
not that soon, not in five. I see it happening in countries that have a little more tech advanced than us, such as South Korea, Japan, all those kind of places.
Well, you got to keep in mind that these innovations are coming from American companies. They're coming from Amazon and Google and companies that are opening these stores in the
U.S. I hear exactly what you're saying, but the infrastructure that we have here, as opposed to, you know, the clause that everything has, like where everything's interconnected, it's a lot more malleable in the Asian countries.
Kind of on the same subject, too, I did want to talk about, Maria actually showed me this, that Trump met with tech leaders today. Which I think is super important.
He
you're an idiot. You're stupid. You're fired.
No, it was like the Justice League of technology.
Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos of Amazon, Page, and Sergey from Google, the co-founder of Facebook.
Good for him.
All the tech leaders, like the tech giants, he met with.
What was
and
that? Was?
All of those tech giants are supporters of basic income and have been heavily investing and studying this within their companies, and I guarantee you that came up in that meeting.
Elon Musk was actually, he appointed him to an advisory board too, from what I read.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So
he straight up has said within the last 2 months that basic income will be necessary.
It's kind of crazy because there's a lot of shit you could talk about Trump, but when you talk about the people that he brought in, those people aren't conservative guys. They're actually very progressive guys. Bill Gates and Elon Musk,
they all supported that. Well, they did not support Trump. I think a lot of them supported Clinton, but I think they're just like, it doesn't matter. We need to discuss this with whoever the leader of the country is, because this is extremely important. Otherwise, we're looking at 10-15% of the country that could just be unemployed in the next 5 years.
Well, it's pretty. It's you know, you got to give it to him. He's at least talking to him. I mean, and he.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. You know, you got to give him credit. As much as people rip him apart, like if Hillary Clinton was doing this, the left would be fucking
shooting. He's a businessman. Like, he has the bottom line. Hey, like, but my point is, what's going to make me money? What's going to make me more successful? So if that makes more sense, you know what I mean? It's not like what's going to get me elected 4 years from now, even though I just got elected. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like he has a slightly different mindset, even though he's a piece of shit. I'm not going to lie. But it's, yeah, no, why wouldn't he meet with them?
Yeah, he met with them, and he met with, I think, Ray Lewis. For real. I'm not kidding.
I'll teach you my dance.
Ray Lewis,
Kanye West.
Kanye West. He met with Kanye West.
Oh, no.
He did.
That's bad.
For who?
I think
Trump.
I think Trump's just trying to meet with everybody.
He shouldn't have to be allowed to meet with Kanye fucking West. That guy is a scourge on American society. Get rid of him. Get rid of his wife and the whole family.
Well, tell me if this makes you feel better. CNN just posted the story right now. After Kanye West, all he did was meet with Donald Trump. Here's the title from CNN. Ready? Kanye West, do you care about black people?
CNN is not allowed in White House press conferences once Trump takes office.
Neither's Washington Post.
Neither's the Post. He picked out them and MSNBC and said, I hated you guys and the way you guys covered shit. Even before I turned into a Republican, I thought you guys were a horrible publication. If there's any press release that's happening, you guys aren't getting it. Remember, like, a couple weeks ago, we said that, like, he had, like, basically a meeting with all the press corps?
Yeah.
And it was more of a chopping block and a shooting range.
You're fired.
Where he said, you get nothing. You're getting nothing from my entire administration for the next 4 years. And if I get elected again, you're not getting it from them anymore.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You'll get nothing and like it. And I love the fact that he did that, where it's like he's changing the fact that you can't just be biased media anymore.
Well, this is pretty funny, too, because apparently after Kanye met with them, John Legend and Common and all these people were slamming Kanye West for meeting with them. And you know what pisses me off about that? If Trump would have called John Legend or Common and said, hey, I would like to speak to you guys about the future, you think they would
be there in a second?
Of course, because the point is, even if you hate the guy, then wouldn't you want to talk to him and tell him face to face, I don't like, so these guys, they don't know what they said, just met. All they did was meet. That's all that happened, right?
Royce, open up your filing cabinet and scroll to Haters Gonna Hate and put that story in there.
Okay, I just put it in there.
What was that story you guys brought up yesterday on DNR? And I didn't want to shoot it down because I didn't want to hear the story. It was just I felt like it would probably be better served on this platform. What was that story you guys talking about with Trump yesterday?
It was the Trump Kanye thing I was going to bring up.
I have no idea what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I had for lunch.
But they're giving him all this shit for meeting with Trump. And it's like, they're giving Kanye all this shit for meeting with Trump. Like, I mean...
Well, look at everybody else that met with Trump, the Elon Musk and
Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates
and stuff. People still respect those people.
Well, that's exactly my point.
The president of the United States, for fuck's sake. Let's be honest here.
Like, even if you do hate him, he's still the president, and if anything, damage control.
Like, I never liked Obama, but, like, if for whatever fucking reason he's like, I like that Dutch guy on that show, that everybody hates him, but I like him. If he caught, dude, I'd be shitting my pants if I had to meet him.
Trump,
let's be honest.
Trump names Elon Musk an Uber CEO to advisory team.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. Hey, look, he's looking forward.
By the way, those are two.
Because that guy's one of the smartest people on the planet.
Those are two people that both are heavily invested in the self-driving car game. And if they're on advisory roles directly with the president, guess what? Yeah. More legislation and more regulations and everything with self-driving tech and that going forward, yeah, that's definitely going to happen.
Elon Musk is expected to urge Trump not to abandon the Paris Climate Agreement.
What's in the Paris Climate Agreement?
That's the carbon tax and all that stuff. Elon Musk and the chief executive...
I thought it was the fact they were trying to get fans to blow the air out of Paris because nobody wears deodorant.
Yeah, that was
actually, a long way for a joke.
That
Joel.
Was that
Jesus
was
Christ.
Well, it's not bad.
He's kind of funny.
Kyle, could you tell me more about Google's head of engineering, Ray Kurzweil? Your bestie,
Ray.
Yeah,
Kurzweil,
that's what I was.
Yes.
I was just about to bring up because. This was super interesting, and I want to end everything on a really positive note because I think this is incredibly exciting. Mm-hmm. The head of engineering at Google.
What did Ray say?
What Ray said this time in an interview with the New York Times, this is actually on NewYorkTimes.com. Ray Kurzweil, who has something around like a 92% accuracy rate with technology, has predicted that we will be 3D printing bespoke clothing in mass in our homes by 2020, and that we will be overall most of our clothing and fashion and general products will be coming from 3D printing for pennies on the dollar by the mid-2020s.
So 3D printing is going to replace sweatshops?
3D printing is, yeah, going to entirely disrupt manufacturing.
Well, that's
essentially
a good thing.
We're getting close to the point where a basic income, in addition to like it, even if it doesn't seem like much now, we're getting close to this point of what Ray Kurzweil and some other people call abundance, where essentially we can get pretty much anything we need or want for almost nothing. And then your need for money kind of goes away because you can just kind of make or get whatever you want.
That sounds very Star Trek-y. That sounds very, very, when they get replicators, there's no need for money anymore.
I mean, just think about it. Like, as we progress towards nanotechnology, which is definitely coming, like, there's no question about that. It's definitely coming pretty much on pace by the late 2020s, early 2030s. And once we get that, I mean, there's not going to be much that money will be needed for the general purpose.
Strippers.
For the general person.
Strippers.
Well, it's going to go back to basically before money was even created, because money was created as a way to equalize different types of goods. If you can create your own goods, you don't need money.
If you just have, if everyone just has as much resources as they want.
Exactly.
Then, yeah.
Oh, so. I like money.
But yeah, that was just, it was super exciting, and he's someone who's known, who has a reputation with people like Bill Gates and Stephen Hawking.
Here's what I want to know. Yeah, I was already playing music. Never mind. Next week we'll talk about it.
You can ask. We go. Go ahead.
Ask your question.
No, I have a thing about Ray Kurzweil that I want to talk about next week because I feel like it's another 20-minute discussion.
Okay, why don't you give Kyle the question that way he could work on it for a week?
Yeah.
We'll Do you think that his predictions, just because it's him, makes them true?
No.
Okay, all right, next week. Okay, we'll talk about it. Everyone think about it. Guys, thank you
for
listening.
But it's Ray. He's the most respected. Mm-hmm. You said his name. We all immediately went, oh, yeah, Ray. Do you think that he is almost crafting his own future? That's my thing. And I think there's a little bit to go with that.
That's a super cool question, because I've kind of thought about that before.
Who else in America and or the world is respected more than Ray Kurzweil? So, is he more crafting his own future? I don't know. We'll talk to you guys next week. Royce, where's the plugs, baby?
You know who I do respect? I respect Cousin Joe coming on tomorrow. And you know who's coming back and joined
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Talk Radio Meltdown is back, boys and girls. And
our boys.
They'll be going live very, very soon on a Friday near you. So we'll let you know that as we get more info.
What's their times on Friday?
Well, we don't know. We're working that out. We'll let you know when we know more info.
Just say Friday night.
Friday night.
They'll be back.
It's on Friday nights.
Okay, guys. We're out of here.